Haines has seen an increase in reports of encounters with bears in residential areas over the past year. Often these bears are attracted to outdoor food sources such as chicken coops, gardens, and fruit-bearing trees. Shannon Donahue is the executive director of the Great Bear Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to conserving bears and their habitat. She says that when bears can easily access food on someone's property, they can start to rely on it.
When we do allow bears to get into, you know, our cherry trees or our, you know, carrots or, you know, something like that, that's part of an ongoing process of food conditioning that's rewarding bears for, you know, seeking food near people's houses.
Donahue says that domestic fruit trees and particularly apple trees can be a powerful bear attractant. She says it is difficult to predict which food sources the bears will go after at a given time of year, but generally they are very good at detecting when fruits contain the most sugars.
You know, typically they're going to go after the fruit as it's ripening and developing those sugars. And so it's important to get the fruit as soon as we can. If possible, even to harvest that fruit before it really gets fully ripe.
Recently, Donahue has been working with local nonprofits on an initiative to remove fruit from trees and yards before bears can get to it. Haines Library Education Coordinator Tracy Wyrack is gathering a group of volunteers to harvest fruit for residents for free. All of the usable fruit will be given back to the homeowner, while anything that is rotten will be sent to Haines Compost and the Starvin Marvin Community Garden. Donahue says the Great Bear Foundation has had success with a similar program that it launched 20 years ago in Missoula, Montana. The program has grown so much that they end up with a lot of surplus fruit.
Some of that goes to food banks and to the homeless shelter. A few years ago, a cidery opened up in Missoula, and they reached out to partner with us, and then they create a specific, you know, batch of cider called the Great Bear Community Cider out of it.
Donahue says the benefits are twofold. Removing the fruit protects humans and bears, but it also makes use of a food source that might have gone to waste. Haines residents who need assistance harvesting fruit from their trees can contact the Haynesboro Public Library or email education@haineslibrary.org. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.